The U.S. and Iran have not had diplomatic relations since the U.S. embassy in Tehran was seized in 1979. Since then, relations between the two have been difficult. Lately, it's gotten worse because of the confrontation over Iran's nuclear program. In Iran, there's much concern about the United States, but there's also some hope that relations could improve if leaders on both sides take the right steps. NPR's Mike Schuster reports from Tehran.
On the surface, there is only hostility toward the U.S. in Tehran. Crowds at political and religious gatherings still shout death to America. Iran's new president, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, calls the U.S. a bully and routinely tells crowds that the U.S. wants to keep Iran a backward nation. And now the U.S. has successfully brought Iran to the U.N. Security Council, and Iran is restarting some of its uranium enrichment activities. Nasser Hadian, professor of political science at Tehran University, says U.S.-Iranian relations are at a crossroads.
We cannot continue the cold peace which we have had in the last 20-some years. The situation is so tense now. Something should come out. Either we are going to have a sort of a confrontation, a more severe kind of a relation, or we are going to have a better relationship.
It's hard to imagine relations improving in the near term. Iran and the United States had better opportunities in recent years when the Clinton administration made it clear it was willing to talk. But the previous Iranian president, the reformist Mohammad Khatami, was blocked by conservative forces and was unable to reciprocate. Now Iran has perhaps its most hardline president since the Islamic Revolution, Mahmoud Ahmadinejad, whose public comments indicate no interest in dialogue with Washington. Even liberals like Mehdi Karoubi, the former Speaker of the Parliament, are cautious in their assessment of relations between the U.S. and Iran. Karoubi says, as do many here, that the U.S. should take the first step.
The Americans should have taken the initiative toward resuming the relationship and improving the relationship, but unfortunately they didn't do this. And I believe that the Bush administration had made things worse and more difficult.
Those who advocate reform in Iran are frustrated, even angry at the Bush administration, because they see the constant talk of military action or regime change as aiding their adversaries, the hardliners. Nationalism in Iran runs deep, and although there is much goodwill toward the United States among many Iranians, there is also suspicion. Political analyst Saeed Laylaz says the pressure from the Bush administration has not helped those in favor of democratic change, the oft-repeated goal of President Bush.
United States policy about Iran is more helpful for radicals than the wise people inside the country. Usually I cannot understand why United States use this policy in benefit of hardliners, not reformism. Every sanctions, every hard policy, every threat against the country will be helpful and in benefit of hardliners.
Despite all this, there are those in Iran, even among the reformist camp, who see some possibility of positive movement between the two countries. In recent years, when reformers controlled Iran's parliament and presidency, it was often said that conservative forces blocked any gesture toward the U.S. because they didn't want the reformers to get credit for improving relations, assumed to be a popular step in Iran. Now the conservatives would get the credit, says Davood Hermidas Bavand, a former government minister and now professor of international relations.
Sometimes we have seen that main problem have been solved not by liberal-minded government, but contrarywise, by conservative or diehard-oriented governments.
Bavand, a reformer, believes that if the conservative government in Tehran concludes its survival may be threatened by its own policies, such as the pursuit of nuclear technology, it might come to terms with the United States. Conservative commentator Nasser Hadian says much the same thing.
I will not be surprised to see that Iran's U.S. relationship would improve under the two conservative governments in the U.S. and in Iran too, because they feel that they need one another, and out of necessity rather than out of love, they would improve the relationship.
The agenda between the two countries goes well beyond the nuclear issue. Both nations are deeply involved in Iraq and Afghanistan and have concerns about al-Qaeda. Iran is also intimately connected to Hezbollah in Lebanon and Hamas in the Palestinian territories. There is obviously much to talk about if leaders on both sides are willing. Mike Schuster, NPR News.